You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 8th of May 2020, and listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioAlbion.com. Well, he's back after missing the show last week. Of course, I'm talking about Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, good afternoon to you, sir. How the devil are you? And I hope whatever you were doing last week, you enjoyed doing it.
I enjoy life every day, but it was like Friday evening, it's like I heard the sound of me and 6 million voices crying out from the darkness, and I realized it was the uproar, the fact that I missed the Friday installment of the Daily National, aka Clown World in Review. Those of us who just keep going through our mundane lives and doing our things, who come up short of hero status in these trying times, we just do our best to get by. But thankfully, we have heroes out there. We have the healthcare heroes now, and of course, we can never forget our heroes who are always with us, and that is of course the police, law enforcement. And I believe we've got a story today that just really highlights how they're really working very, very hard to keep us all safe, especially in these very trying corona times.
Yes, tirelessly protecting us from mean words on the internet, and now they're actually protecting us from people in fancy dress. And just before we get into this, I do just have to say, we are really struggling to find any news stories at the moment, let alone Clown World news stories. And this, at least this one, is actually a Clown World news story and an example of just how far we have regressed to get to the stage where the police are now arresting people for fancy dress. Police have identified a plague doctor prankster who terrified children by walking the streets of Norwich dressed as a 17th century medic as a teenage boy. Residents say the person has been spotted every day for the last 2 weeks, which is causing alarm and panic. The teenager had been spotted strolling past homes in Helston dressed in a long black overcoat with a wide-brimmed hat and a pointed mask with eye openings and a beak-shaped nose. This macabre ensemble would have been worn by physicians during the Great Plague of London between 1665 and 1666, which was the last major epidemic of bubonic plague to hit the UK. But spooked residents in Norfolk complained the mysterious figure was disturbing and terrifying for children, reminiscent of "Bring out your dead" criers who would have transported victims of the bubonic plague away from homes 300 years ago. I mean, what a waste of police time. I don't know what law they were actually looking for this young lad over, but I would suggest this was probably a good thing. I mean, he's just gone out in fancy dress. He's dressed up as if he is a plague doctor. What does that do? Well, it reminds the people that he sees that we're actually in the middle of a plague. It shows patriotism. It shows that he knows a little bit about history. It's inventive. I was just very impressed when I actually first heard about this and couldn't believe that the police were saying that he's somehow been terrifying people, terrifying children. You would think it would give a chance for their parents to explain about the history of this and explain to the children what this was. And besides that, if they can arrest people for dressing up in black clothes and a beak mask, why can't they arrest people for dressing up in burkas? I mean, surely that's going to be just as disturbing and terrifying for children and old people to see women in burkas on the streets. Don't you think, Grandpa?
I'm just thinking what an awesome idea they've put out here as far as someone going around and doing the bring out your dead cries. I think that's bring out your dead. I would totally do that, and I would probably totally be arrested. But I think it's so funny. The big caper here, the big crime that has taken place is this guy walking around as a joke. I mean, anybody would see this would know it's a joke and laugh. In fact, I remember when I first read about this story before the cops had cracked this tough case. I remember thinking how funny it was. I mean, it's just like, yes, I would totally do that. I mean, people I talked to IRL, we were talking about this story, and it's everybody. I mean, you know, normies are like, yeah, I would totally do that. That's really funny. I think it's rich, though, on a serious note, it's really rich that the constant news narrative is that, you know, you have to stay locked in your homes. Otherwise, you're going to die. And children see this, and children hear their parents talk about it. And you turn on the news and it's Corona, Corona, Corona 24/7 talking about how you're going to die. And what are the latest death numbers? We have to update the death numbers and the case numbers. The case numbers are growing. The case numbers are growing. We're all going to die. That's apparently not going to terrify children. But some guy walking around, obviously, you know, being satirical here, you know, making a joke. This is what's going to terrify children. It's just another example of the world turned on its head. I mean, we're literally, you cannot escape this. It'd be silly to act as though children are escaping this constant message of doom that you're all going to die from the coronavirus. But yet, you know, they're scared to death of this guy. And who the hell reported this in the first place? Who was it? It was so stodgy. They looked out their window and saw a guy strolling. And instead of just laughing and being like, that's funny, it actually called the cops. I would like to know who that was, because how can you not have a sense of humor? Even if you had kids, you were like, look at my mommy, what's that? You would look at it and be like, oh, and you start laughing. Your kids cue off of that. Your kids look at that and go, oh, it's a joke. You know, I mean, that's if it's assuming you have small children, they're going to look at your reaction. The kids are just going to be puzzled. They're going to be like, why is that guy dressed like that? And you're like, dressed like what? And you look out there and it's like, and you start laughing. Like, oh, that's so funny. And then the kid's like, oh, it's a joke. Okay. And then you explain it to them. You know, and like you said, you could actually explain, oh, well, during the Great Plague, that's actually what they wore. And da, da, da. And then you could look up pictures of it together. It could be like a teachable moment, but not in Clown World. In Clown World, it is all about the feels. It's got to be about the feels. They were frightened. So apparently the parents must have been frightened too. It's like, oh my gosh, he's dressed as a plague doctor. I'm so upset. I must call 911 or whatever the hell the emergency number is in Britain. You know, because this is this is so frightening. I put up a post today on Gab. And it says, you know, every time I said something along the lines of every time I start to feel melancholy about the death of the West, I open the interwebs and I look and see where the West is doing something even more retarded than they were doing the day before. And in a strange way, it actually makes me feel better. And honestly, this story is kind of falls into that category.
I think what's really concerning is that somebody actually thought this was something for the police to deal with. Just somebody wearing fancy dress. I mean, that is really concerning that somebody thought that the laws in Britain meant that you could call the police up because you didn't like what somebody was wearing, just because they were wearing fancy dress. I mean, we've seen this basically erosion of all our liberties due to this plague that we've got at the moment. But I can't see how this would infringe on those laws that we've got in any way whatsoever. You're allowed to go out for exercise. People go out there wearing masks. Usually in Scotland, they've said to people to wear masks. And what this guy's doing here is, you know, he's reminding people that we are in the middle of a plague. I can't see that he's doing anything wrong at all, or what the business is of the police to do with this. But Norfolk police have now unmasked the ghoulish figure as a local teenager who had dressed up as a 17th century plague doctor as a joke. Officers said they have spoken to the boy about the consequences of his actions, but he will escape prosecution unless he defies police to continue his display. Well, what on earth are they going to arrest him under? What law can you arrest somebody under for wearing fancy dress? And what are the consequences of his actions? The consequences of his actions are that he's been featured in the Daily Mail, the Daily Express. He's been in international news just for lightening the moment, basically brightening up what a lot of people are very frightened about. And, you know, he's lightened the mood, hasn't he? He's made a bit of a joke out of it. That's what he says here. He wore this outfit as a joke, and yet apparently this is defying the police. I really would like to know what laws they would prosecute him under, because I don't think there actually are any. I think they're just trying to terrify the guy with their own uniforms, with their own fancy dress. We're the police, look at us. You know, they're trying to scare him into doing something that really I don't think is against the law.
Well, yeah, I had the same question. I mean, what consequences exactly? We're going to warn you of the consequences of your action. I can't imagine if I was – I guess this is why I'm not. But I just can't imagine if I was like a cop, you know, and somebody calls up and, oh, we got a report of a suspicious person. Oh, okay. You know, let's go check it out. Could be somebody up to no good. And it's like you go up and you go meet the complainant. And they're like, look, I took this picture. And just be like busting out laughing. I'd be like, look, it's a joke. Why are you wasting our time? We have other things to do. We could be writing traffic tickets or something. Why are you even calling me up to come down here and investigate something that is obviously a joke? But apparently the police took it seriously enough to actually look into it and find out who this guy was, instead of going like, yeah, no, this is a joke. This is stupid. I mean, we're not going to investigate this. But I can't imagine being the police and being able to look yourself in the mirror when this is what your job entails. Your job entails investigating teenagers for an obvious prank. And it also highlights the fact that we do now. It's become ever more apparent that we really are living in a post-legal society if he defies police. So when do the police now get to just basically set down the law? As you pointed out, what laws has he broken? Well, apparently, if he defies them telling him you can't do it anymore, that's enough. That's fair. We just bypass the whole government. If the police tell you can't do it anymore, regardless if there's any actual legal standing behind that, you can't do it anymore. It's just, now we just live under, well, a judge here, like in the U.S., a judge can say you can't come out of your houses, or a governor could just say, well, you have to stand so many feet apart from one another and you can't open your business. But, you know, and now it filters down. Now the police can just tell you how you can dress. You can't dress that way. Why? Well, because the police say so. And if you defy the police, there will be consequences.
Well, I think it's quite enterprising, really. When you think of what you usually read about teens in the newspapers, it's usually about stabbings, it's usually about drugs, fighting, murders, rapes, you know, not dressing up in fancy dress. I mean, I'd like to congratulate him on his costume. It was very, very, very accurate, very good. And a police spokesman has said, officers from the local neighbourhood team have identified the individual as a boy in his late teens. The individual has been spoken to about the consequences his actions may have on some people in the local community and was given words of advice as a result. So they've obviously had a full-on investigation here to actually find out who this lad was. And they're saying that it's the consequences his actions may have on some people in the local community. But what action, what consequences is it going to have? You would think that it would, it would spark up conversation. People would say hello to him. People would wave to him. People would congratulate him on his costume. And as I say, this is quite enterprising and creative. It's not the sort of thing that you usually read about boys in their teens doing nowadays, but you would have done years ago. People used to be creative, and I think that's all he's doing here is just being creative. As sightings of the teen dressed in the black coat and beak-like mask had prompted both alarm and amusement last month. And we've actually got, we got some tweets here about that, but I'll just say, I mean, why didn't the police concentrate on the amusement? Why do they have to look at the people, you know, the busybodies that say they were alarmed by this? Surely more people would have been amused by it, and surely that's the sensible way to look at it. Wouldn't you have thought?
Well, we live in an outraged society, and the ones who are venerated, are they constantly outraged? And somebody saw the opportunity to social signal about their outrage and how they're disturbed and how they found this frightening, and it upsets my feels. So they're the ones that get amplified. And that's something that I guess it's important not to miss from this either. You know, maybe 20 people that looked at it, for every 20 people that looked at it saw, oh, wow, that's funny, that's a joke, there was one person who was like, I am so outraged about this. And that the outraged person is always what gets amplified. And when you talk about tweets and things, you have to remember everybody has been pretty much banned from Twitter except for commies and SJWs and the permanently outraged. So, of course, there's never going to be a shortage of outraged tweets when it comes to stuff like this. And yeah, you were talking about activities of teens, and you made a good point, because, you know, you read about teens and it's stabbings and shootings, and, you know, then you have this guy, and I think it's a pretty obvious thing that you know, obviously this is something a white teen, let's just say it, you know, this was a white kid, because only a white kid would come up with the idea of wearing a plague doctor outfit and as a joke and thinking it's funny. You know, if you're talking about other teens, you're going to get the stabbings and gang violence and things. So we'll just go ahead and put that out here. So, but maybe that's one more reason for the police to crack down on them. There was an undercurrent of the racial hatred here.
Well, I think there's this idea that it just one person complains about something, then that's it. The police have to go in and investigate it. Or if just one person complains about something on television, that advert has to be taken down because it's not politically correct. I think that probably plays into this. Now, one person wrote on social media that the plague doctor had scared the life out of my missus, adding that the costume must be terrifying for kids. So there isn't anybody here saying that kids have actually been terrified. It's just somebody saying that it might be terrifying for kids, and it scared the life out of his missus. Well, you know, women are known for being scared at things like mice, aren't they? Some women make a big play out of it, others don't, but that is something that you would expect. Danny Buck, a historian at the University of East Anglia, said, the police believe local residents are finding it disturbing. Well, he should really know better, shouldn't he? I mean, he's a historian. He should really be saying, well, that's really accurate. This is, and there is... there is a contrast that you can look at with what's going on today to what happened with the bubonic plague. You know, you would think that he would be, you know, highlighting that sort of thing, not pointing out that the police believe local residents are finding it disturbing. And finally, we've got Jade Goswell, 21, who took a photograph of the person walking across a recreation ground in Hellesden, and she said, it was like 20 degrees. He was wearing a full black suit. It just looked ridiculous. It's clearly for attention or something like that, because normal people just wouldn't do that. Well, hang on a minute. I think normal people would do something like this. You know, they would want to brighten up the day. And I can give an example. There were news reports the other week of people going out to take their trash out in Australia. And they were going out all dressed up in fancy dress costumes. And it was a funny little news report that they had it on for quite a few days. You may have seen it, Grandpa. It probably made international news. The Aussies were basically dressing up in fancy dress to go and take the trash out. So it's obviously something quite normal to do. It's just people trying to lighten the mood. I think it's this Jade Goswell here. She's the one that is not normal, not the guy that went out. And we get a confirmation of that as well. The furloughed gym worker continued, I was sitting there and I was getting angry myself, as my mum has a phobia of masks. Now, that's not normal, is it? Having a phobia of masks. She said, I know that even in daylight, if she was to go around the corner and bump into him, she would be so scared. Kids would be frightened. My mum would be frightened. However, some people really don't think it's that deep. They just think that he's having a laugh. He's just trying to find something to do with himself during isolation and lockdown. After posting the photo on Facebook, she added, I was told that if I see him again, to call the police. What a busybody. I mean, what arrogance there to think that, this guy must have something wrong with him, and she's got something, and she's the one that's right there, and yet it's her mother's got a phobia of masks, and she's only 21 as well. I don't know, you know, it's just, I despair sometimes of my fellow British compatriots, Grandpa. What do you make of these comments?
In clown world, it's ironic that in clown world, humor is not allowed. you know, you and what's really funny is she's a furloughed gym worker. So in other words, she doesn't realize that she probably isn't going to have a job to go back to, which is kind of funny. It's just, but this is, yeah, it's all about her. This is basically, so we get down to apparently one of the people who was running around calling the police over this, and it's all about her, her feels, her mom has a phobia, and what if children, and what if, you know, it's like, no, you dumb bitch, you're the only one who doesn't get the joke. And the police should have told her that when they showed up. They should have been like, look, you're the only one who doesn't get that this is a joke. Nobody cares that your mom has a phobia of masks. You know, and you were talking about, you know, people being, all it takes is one person being complained, but that's not really right. It depends on who's doing the complaining and what they're complaining about. I mean, I don't like it if I turn on TV and like every other freaking ad features black male, white female couples, because I don't really think that's representative of the world around us. But it doesn't matter if I complain about it. They're going to pull the ads because I don't like it or you don't like it. It's who does the complaining, and that's who gets amplified. And you know, who gets to decide who gets amplified? And it's an easy thing to miss. You know, why is it that we only hear about commies? Let's be honest, commies who are upset. Those are the ones that get amplified. Nobody cares if the rest of us are offended. Nobody cares if the rest of us get the joke. But this one, you know, to use a boomer term, a snowflake, this one snowflake has been triggered because she thinks her mom, your mom didn't walk around the corner and see this guy. You know, but if she would have, where does your mom live? Her mom probably lives like 200 miles away or something. So it's irrelevant. But somehow this makes it into the story. This is a relevant point. But no, in the mommy state, which is clown world, humor's not allowed. You all have to sit here and take everything, no matter how ridiculous, you have to take it serious. And if somebody wants to blow up something that's obviously a joke and have the cops come, waste time investigating it to ultimately harass a teenager for an obvious joke, then that's, you know, we're all supposed to go along with it. There was a story that reminds me, there was a story I saw on the local news a couple days ago. This is kind of along the same lines, and it was down in Austin, which is like the colon rectal cancer of Texas. And you know, they opened the state parks up again, and people were there, young people were there, they were having fun, you know, and this busybody park ranger shows up and is lecturing them about not wearing a mask, you know, at the swimming hole and their social distancing and blah, blah, blah. And this young guy runs up and pushes him into the water. And the water is like 2 feet deep. You know, and I watch that and I'm laughing. I mean, it's like, well, that's funny. You know, it's just funny. And no, they arrested this guy and he's facing prison time now for pushing a busybody park ranger into 2 foot of water and getting him wet. He's facing years in prison. They're something like 2 or 3 years in prison, for, you know, daring to touch one of the sanctified workers of the state, and one of the heroes, a hero park ranger, trying to keep everybody safe by telling them, you know, how to live their lives. And this is where we're at now. Welcome, you know, welcome to the reality. No humor. Nobody can sit there and say, yeah. You know, when you get old enough, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and I'm getting off on a tangent, but you know, we all know that's what you get with me. And I was talking to somebody the other day about, you know, how like back in the 70s, we had movies like Smokey and the Bandit, for instance. It's just classic, great, funny movie, you know, and the whole movie is centered around, you know, making a joke out of the police. The police are all bumbling idiots and, you know, they're trying to enforce petty laws about where you can and can't transport beer. And they're all running from the cops, and the cops always crash their cars into the mud, and they're sitting there looking dumb. And the whole show, the whole movie was funny. And you couldn't have that now. You couldn't have that now because the police always have to be these heroes, these sanctimonious fighters for justice. But apparently they're not. Apparently they're running around busting people for wearing plague doctor outfits.
Well, I'm sure he would have said good afternoon if this woman with a phobia of masks had bumped into him. I'm sure he wouldn't have wanted to properly scare anyone. He's obviously just trying to brighten up their day. Another resident, Jenny Rogerson, 33, a mother of two, said, "We're in lockdown and my husband was watching telly in the front room while I was in the kitchen. He saw it first and I didn't believe him. When he called out to come and have a look, the kids rushed to the front window too and screamed when they saw this guy creeping down the street. It frightened the life out of us. What sort of a sick person does something like that? Really? Really? I mean, they're obviously like just playing along with this, aren't they? I mean, what is scary about it? A guy in a long leather jacket with black trousers on and a bird mask. I mean, surely people have seen that from the history books. And they kind of been looking at it and thinking, well, is it an alien? Is it a ghost? I mean, it's quite clearly just a guy with one of these old masks on from the Middle Ages. Norfolk police said last week officers have been made aware of an individual who was seen walking around the Hellesden area wearing a plague outfit. Although no offences have been committed at this time, officers are keen to trace the individual in order to provide words of advice about the implications of his actions on the local community. Should any further information come forward about any offences being committed, we will act accordingly. I mean, that's all he did. Walk about wearing a plague outfit. I mean, all it really is a 17th century version of a hazmat suit, isn't it? I mean, how much more alarming are children going to find it, seeing people all dressed in white with goggles and a mask and these white hazmat suits? I mean, they're used to seeing that in computer games. They're used to seeing it in movies, all in very, very frightening circumstances, and yet here you've got basically this guy is wearing the same thing, but from 300 years ago. That's all. But some townsfolk can see no harm in it. One tweeted, are they doing anything wrong? Or just going about their business in a plague costume? Surely they are being extra responsible by wearing a full face mask. And another tweeted, snitches get the plague. While a third said, since when is the costume illegal? And that is just it. The costume is not illegal. And I think he was really helping to draw attention to what's actually going on by wearing this. What do you make of these tweets at the end of Grandpa? At least we got some people that are standing up for him. It's not all bad.
I see a pattern here of the outraged. It seems like most of the highlighted outraged people are women, you know, and I'm surprised her husband didn't say, quit being overreacting. It's a joke. Shut the hell up. You know, I mean, really, I mean, it's just so to have this over the top reaction over something that is obviously, a joke. It's just honestly, it's just tiresome. And yeah, something worth pointing out here. They tracked him down. They were tracing him down. They do this investigation to, well, yeah, he hadn't broken any laws, but they're going to give him some words of advice. Let's don't sugarcoat that. What you're talking about is official intimidation. You know, you got a teenager doing a joke. Well, he hasn't broken any laws, but you're going to have all these cops show up in uniform with their chests puffed out. And they're going to get in his face and shake their finger at him. It's official intimidation. You know, look, we're going to let you off the hook this time. But you know, if you keep this up, you know, bad things could happen. I mean, what if somebody is really upset? And what if they like an assault happened because of it? Blah, blah, blah. You know, this is official intimidation for something that if you don't get this as a joke, then there's no way you can. And yeah, I like the tweets at the end. It shows that there are still some people that get it. I was reminded there was a story here while back, you know, New York come out with it. The mayor of New York came out with this deal. I don't know if you read this, Finn. And they came out with like the snitch hotline, and you could like, if you snitched on somebody, if you saw them not doing social distancing, you could get your app on the phone and take a picture and send it to report them so they could be tracked down and I guess officially intimidated over not wearing a mask in public or whatever the hell. And it was hilarious, you know, because New York, you know, you get this impression if you watch TV, like they're all compliant. They're all going along with this. And instead they got flooded with like dick pics and people making like snitches get stitches comments and stuff. I think they had to shut it down. I don't know. I'm not sure if it was still going or not. And it's nice to see that people kind of push back on this a little bit because it is nonsensical. It is nonsensical. People want to run around and try to make a big deal out of things like this. You're not allowed to have any humor. Let's see. You're not allowed to laugh. You're not allowed to have any humor. You're not allowed to get within 10 feet of one another. You're not allowed to come out of your house, or at least apparently that's what they tell you. I see lots of people outside of their house that. You know, but that's what they tell you. You're just supposed to 24/7 obey, and not only 24/7 obey, but if you see somebody else not 24/7 obeying, you need to report them. You need to turn them into the authorities. And we used to talk about years ago, you know, back during the Cold War, we talked about how, you know, these intelligence agencies in the Eastern Bloc would, you know, have you report on your neighbors that they might be a bad thinker and turn you in. They could get interrogated. They could go off to a gulag. And we talked about this, and now you see it playing out now. Report on your neighbors if they're not doing this, if they're not going along with this. And apparently you're supposed to report on your neighbors even if they dare to have humor. I don't remember anybody in the old Soviet Union getting reported for jokes. I don't remember anybody in the old Soviet Union getting reported for, well, wearing a funny costume because they thought it was funny. But here in the West, here in the land of clown world free, humor is against the law.
Well, the British common law, the main difference between British common law and Roman law that they have on the continent is in Britain, you can do whatever until you're told you can't do it. Whereas Roman law, you can only do what you are told you can do. This idea where human rights come from and the rest of it, you can do this. Whereas in Britain, it was always, well, you can do whatever you like, unless there's a law that's been made to say that you can't do it. And yet these people that are complaining here, they seem to have this idea that you can't do it unless you've been told you can do it. And I think what this really shows is originality. It shows British eccentricity. It shows keeping a sense of humor in a particularly bad time. And all of that is wonderful. But then on the other hand, it does show you the sad state that the police have degraded themselves to, going after people for wearing fancy dress. The sad state of the British public complaining about something like this, and you know, is that all they've got to worry about in the times that we're living in now, that they don't like the fancy dress outfit that somebody decided to put on? Anyway, hopefully we'll have some more clown world news for you next week. And actually, it looks like we might be having our lockdown lifted slightly on Monday, which is good news. But I will be back then to talk about it. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for coming on, Grandpa. Have a great weekend. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.